Hello, hello, Raquel.
Hello. Welcome, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Profound Truth.
Amen. That is so truth. Profound truth. That is so true.
Yes, it is. This is very profound. We dive deep into the scriptures and explore how they guide our lives. I am Raquel.
And this is Ignacio. And today we have a special guest, brother and sister. And, you know, her name is Trisha Dominguez. And she's a sister, a friend of, you know, many trains. And, of course, she's a super talented.
With a beautiful heart.
Yeah, she loves God.
Yes, she does. Definitely.
So, before we moving into the whole presentation, I would like to ask you, Raquel, what is the topic for today?
Today, the topic is the blessing of obedience.
Wow, that sounds good. The blessing of obedience, I think, is something powerful. But I definitely want you to tell me a little bit more about this special guest that we have today.
So, as you mentioned, her name is Trisha Dominguez, and she's an American Dominican lawyer, social advocate, and actress whose life's work is a testament to her passion for justice, creativity, and service. She's raised in a Christian home. She embraced leadership and ministry at a young age, joining her church youth leadership at just 14 years old. Wow. There, she served in the choir, small groups, and the arts department, an experience that ignited her love for acting and storytelling. Her artistic journey led her to pursue an acting career, which she made her mark in independent films and major productions. She appeared in movies such as While We Were Young and The Amazing Spider-Man 2, as well as hit television shows, including Law and Order, Blue Bloods, among others.
She's a real deal.
Yes.
We had to bring this amazing person. Hello there.
Hey, Trisha.
Hi.
Yeah,
hi.
I think I feel like I have to ask for her autograph. I mean, after that introduction.
Yeah, definitely. How are you doing, sister?
I am very good. You guys can hear me well?
Yes. Perfect.
Okay. Clear. Well, that was too much of an introduction, Raquel. Thank you.
Well, we're
I am very...
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I'm very happy to be here. It's really an honor. And thank you so much for the invite. I appreciate it.
Amen.
We're happy to have you on our podcast. This is an honor. You're not only... a sister, you're a friend for over 20 years, and
wow,
I know.
I think that's
sad. Only 17. How can I be a friend for 20?
Yeah, but I'm a little weird because, man,
friends are rare to come by.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, what are you saying that almost the amount of years that we have married?
Yeah, because she knew me before I met you, so yes.
Man. I know her, even though we never met, you know, face to face, but I know you. I mean, I know you like I already met you, like I already been a long time about knowing about you and your family, but we never had the privilege, you know, to meet face to face. But maybe that's about to change, eh?
Yes, I think so.
That's good.
Before we even dive into today's topic, we must open up in prayer.
So that is so true, Raquel.
That's important.
Yeah.
You want to open us up, Mr. Ignacio?
I thought that we were open already.
Oh, we have to open up with prayer. Okay. You know how that goes.
Okay. Yeah. Let's pray. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for this amazing opportunity.
Jesus, Father God.
God, you are the one who we honor today, Lord. Blessing this podcast, Lord. Blessing everything that we discuss in this particular episode, my Lord Jesus. Blessing everybody that will be tuning in this via, you know, maybe later on, maybe right now, but blessing everything, Lord, that we send to everybody, Lord. If we share some information that they can put this into practice, Lord Jesus, we ask you to guide my sister Raquel, my sister Trisha, myself, Lord, that we can bring some powerful truth about your words, Lord. In Jesus' name we ask, amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Amen.
So today we're discussing the blessing of obedience. This is a profound topic.
Yeah. When you talk about this, you know, when you mention this topic, I think it's basically kind of like the core roots of anybody who follow Jesus.
Yes.
I would say that blessing and obedience have to go together, you know.
Yeah.
It's something that you cannot just say, oh, I had the blessing, but then I'm not obedient to God. And I think this Christian really shared a lot about this particular topic. And I would like to ask my sister, Trisha, what do you think about this particular title?
Well, for me, it's really a big thing. The first thing that I think is surrender. The first thing that comes to my mind is surrender. It's denying yourself, because obviously, who likes obedience, right? We all like to do and you know what we want,
yeah,
how we want, yeah, in the time that we want. We don't want nobody to give us rules, especially in this time, right?
And that is true.
Which is why many people, like if we were talking in the workplace, nobody wants to work for anyone anymore, because
right,
nobody likes to be told what to do,
right?
Because it kind of like restringes you to, you know, what another person wants. But then I think about the moment when I was a little girl, and my dad used to love for us to memorize the scriptures. And so one of the things that he did was he would, he's a pilot, captain, and when he would go on his trips, he would literally tell me, okay, you have to memorize, let's say, for example, Psalm 91. When I come back, you need to have it memorized. Oh my gosh. And I was so like, why does daddy wants me to do this? I don't get it. And it's not that I didn't love the word. I just didn't understand it back then. I was too young. But then when I knew that it was time for him to come, I was like, oh my gosh, I need to learn it. And you would hear me in the house, like just repeating the words and repeating the words and repeating the words. And sometimes we kind of associate obedience with fear. And I don't want to go ahead of myself with what we're going to talk.
Right.
Wow. But it was, I feel like in that moment I was being obedient, but I also was afraid that if I didn't memorize the whole entire psalm, for example, I was going to get in trouble.
Mm. Right.
So I was being obedient, but there was a little bit of fear, but I knew what he was doing. Now as an adult, I know, you know, the importance of actually having memorized those verses. So obedience never looks good at the moment. It actually looks like the most terrible thing at the moment, but
yeah,
it definitely brings out a blessing.
Yes, I agree with you. Obedience is never something maybe comfortable in doing, because we as humans, we want to do what we feel like doing. But you have to follow the rules. There's rules everywhere. Yeah. There's rules driving. There's rules in every institution that you go to. There's rules. So I think we lost her. Oh. So there's rules everywhere you go, and we must obey those rules in order to, you know, move forward and continue the process. I think
she
might have lost. Oh, she, yeah. She froze. Okay. She'll be back on. So let's read that. We have several scriptures that we can read from, and one of them is Psalm 33:18. And this scripture, it reads, But the Lord watches over those who fear him, those who rely on his unfailing love.
Wow, she's back.
Oh, she's back. Okay, so.
I'm back. Okay. It froze for a moment, sorry.
No worries. It happens. That's technology.
Yeah.
So, as I was saying, we have to follow the rules. We follow rules even driving. You know, we have to stop at the red, go green, and there's rules that we must abide by in order to have a structure, in order to have, I mean, because if everybody does what they want to do, yeah, it's chaos, right? Mm-hmm. So
you have to, you must have some type of system, you know,
yes,
of order and of rules. And God have that, you know. The heaven is not just, oh, everybody is all over the place. No, mm-hmm, there is a powerful order that we follow, you know, and God follow that order. And, yeah, you know, you mentioned this scripture. I'm going to put it back on the screen. Okay. That way Trisha can look at it, And then, you know, just looking at this scripture, Trisha, what has come to your mind? What really this blessing? And because I know God want us to be obedient, you know, and sometimes, like you say, we struggle because obedience is not a happy thing to do.
No. Mm-hmm.
Especially when you're being told, hey, this is what you have to do.
Yeah.
Like, you cannot go this side, you cannot go the other side. It's this side that I want you to go. Now, I love the fact that if I go to the side that God is asking me to go, then I'm going to be blessed, you know, because the obedience to God bring blessing. But this particular test helped me understand a little bit what has come to your mind.
Well, but the Lord watches over those who fear him, those who rely on his unfailing love.
Yeah.
You know, for me, it's just, I mean, it's just that, I mean, like I was saying before, there is truly... We can't expect, sometimes we're asking God for things, right? And we want like a magic wand, like, God, do this. You know, I want this. Why is this not happening? And I mean, we all do that. I do it many times. But God knows our heart, right? He knows the desires of our hearts. He knows what we want, what we need. And it's really comforting, at least for me, to know that, you know, that he rejoices in the person that fears him. And not a fear, like I said before, of like being afraid of him, but a fear out of like honoring God. I want to honor you. So because I want to honor you, I'm choosing to obey, even when it seems a little hard for me, even when my flesh doesn't want. Just because I want to honor you, because you're my God, you're my creator, you're my father.
Yes.
And obedience often comes with a cost, you know? It doesn't look like cherries and roses all the times. It comes with a cost. You tell a child, you know, you can't do this. And the first thing the child's going to try to do is do exactly what you told him not to do, right? Like, it's just like, I recall this trend they're doing on Instagram, or they have done on Instagram so many times. Like, they put candies in front of the babies.
Oh, yeah.
And the parents tell the babies, I'm going to come right now. Don't eat it. I'll be back. Of course, it's a very big temptation, right?
Right.
For a baby. And we see how many of those times the kids couldn't wait. But there were some children that did wait.
Yeah.
You know? And that's how we are sometimes. We just want God to answer our prayer right away and do our things our way. If not, we're going to do it our way, because obviously, you know, you can't do it. I'll do it.
Yeah.
But there is a blessing in obedience. It's like, it's that peace, that everlasting peace, and knowing that even though the world may not understand it, even though friends may not understand it, even though even your family might not understand it, but you have that peace inside of you that you know that you're doing the right thing, because it's an unexplainable peace that can only come from him.
Amen. Yeah. Amen. Yeah. I mean, yeah, we live in a time where we want our thing, we put it in the microwave and we want it. That's how we want our prayers to be answered in microwave time. But his timing is perfect. His timing, yeah. I mean, it's hard as humans to understand that concept because we want to like help God, you know, help him answer our prayer. And, you know, and he doesn't need help. He has it all under control. But it's helping him trying to speed up the process. And that's not how he works, you know. And then as we wait, we grow resilient. We grow resilient and we gain strength. And that's his purpose through the waiting. So being obedient to him is very important.
You know, what you both of you are talking, I was thinking like, wow, how come that from the beginning God has been told Israel to follow his commandment? You know, like most of the times he explained it, he raised up many prophets, and again, Israel going to the sideway. Left, but never to the specific place that God wants them to go. And I remember when God delivered Israel from Egypt, did you know that the tree from Egypt to the promised land would have taken only probably 10 days?
10 days.
10 days. And because of the disobedience that they show to the God, you know, the lack of belief and all of that, they remain 40 years in the desert, you know, because of the disobedience that they show. And none of them but two were able to enjoy the promised land. You know, God prepared this place for them, all of them. But because they disobedient, unfortunately, they lose that opportunity to go. And we have to understand that, yes, be obedient, obey the Lord has a lot of blessing. But being disobedient, he can't take that blessing like away from you, you know.
Yeah.
And that's why we have to be very careful.
He can take it away, or we can wait longer for that blessing to come. And so just being obedient is what God wants us to do. He wants us to be obedient.
Yes.
He calls us to be obedient. And there is a blessing through that. I think Trish is froze again.
I'm back.
No, she's back.
Oh, she's back. Okay. And so,
I guess she want to give it a clue that she want to work on the Frozen movie.
Oh, that's what it is. Frozen movie? Okay.
Yes, I am definitely wanting to be a cast in that.
Oh, my goodness. So we see here that's the next passage or the next verse that we see or talks about obedience is Proverbs 28:14. Right? So if we can get that verse. It says, "Blessed is the one who fears the Lord always, but whoever hardens his heart will fall into calamity."
Wow. It looked like this is a powerful Bible verse that you and I have the promise right there.
Yes.
Blessed. Did you know that that particular Bible verse really sounds like the Sermon on the Mount of Jesus? You remember? Mm-hmm. He released blessing who follow this, blessing who struggling but keep faithful to the Lord. You know, all this blessing and this particular proverb. I love the fact that he said, "Blessed is the one who fear the Lord always."
Yeah.
But whoever harder his heart will fall into
and it's
calamity.
It's interesting that both the verse, the previous verse and this verse talks about fearing the Lord. And like Trisha was mentioning, fearing is not that you're scared of and you want to stay away from. In this sense, it's a reverence. It's an act of respect and reverence to God. Yeah. That's what we mean by fear.
Oh, yeah. But you see, Trisha, I don't know if you had the opportunity to hear this, but I think in many occasions, Paul told his children, his spiritual children, Timothy, Titus, and the rest, fear not, or you don't have a spirit of fear, yeah. You know. And then over here, it says fear the Lord. Like, might sound like there is a contradiction right there.
Yeah. Uh-huh. An oxymoron, yeah. Like, you know, what's going on? But it's two different fears. We're talking about, in these two verses that we read, we're talking about fearing the Lord always, which means it's an act of reverence, honor, of, you know, of respect, like Tricia was mentioning earlier. You know, it's not a fear out of, you know, my God, you know, I have to stay away from that, you know, or I'm scared. No, not that type of fear. So, yeah.
Let's see if I know you were basically explaining the example, the live example that happened with you and your daddy. But, you know, going back to that particular example, how do you really put this into perspective? Hey, this is not a fear of I'm getting in trouble. This is really something good that my father, because I would think, like, when I approach to somebody with fear, like, for instance,
yeah.
Look at my dog, or Jana dog, when he does something that he knows supposed to do, he doesn't look at my face. He just turn around. Like, when I'm talking, oh, no, I don't want to see you. Like, he know he did something. But uh-huh. How really we can make this sample into what the Bible is really specifying. This is not a fear of pain or suffering or, oh my God.
Like, being scared.
You remember Adam and Eve when they first sinned, that was a fear mm-hmm. of, oh man, I messed up.
Yeah.
But God, how he presented Trisha in the sense, how we can present fears that is not really on the wrong way, you know, if you can.
Well, give an example of, that reverent fear that we're talking about.
Well, for me, this is the way that I view it. I view it as obedience. Even though it's something that you don't want to do initially. It's not like in our nature to want to obey, but it's something that brings you peace. It doesn't bring you confusion. It doesn't bring that sense of, oh my gosh, something bad is going to happen to me. There is definitely a sacrifice of something because you're sacrificing something that you would want to do the way that you would want to do it versus fear. It just blocks you when you're afraid. Think about when you are afraid of something, you can't even think straight. Mm-hmm. It rises so many emotions in your body and physically, even mentally, your body reacts differently when you are afraid. Wow. Acting or doing something out of fear would never bring the same benefit than when we do something out of obedience. Wow. The results of obedience would be not only a blessing for us, even though it might not look, like I said before, it might not look like it in the moment, but you would also eventually feel peace because you know you did what you were supposed to do, even though it's not what you wanted to do. But fear might just bring you more confusion because you're acting out of something that you're really digesting and thinking, why am I doing this? You're just doing it because you have no other option.
Right.
Wow. You have no other option. And so for me, thinking about whether I'm doing something because I'm afraid or whether I'm doing something because I have to be obedient, it might seem like they're connected, but they're actually very different. Mm. God doesn't want us to be afraid of him. When the Bible talks about fear, it's in honor of him, in honor to want to do his will. I remember, this brings me to the story of Esther. Mm-hmm. When Esther had to, you know, when they were persecuting the Jewish people, and, you know, because they were in, you know, in the kingdom, they thought that nothing was going to happen to them in there. Right. But Esther felt, you know, she felt for her people, like, what can I do? And so, I'm just thinking about, like, what would have happened had she not obeyed what God told her in that moment? And even though you can say, well, there was a little bit of fear there. Yes, she was afraid of what could happen to her people. She was afraid. But it doesn't mean that she was afraid. She was afraid of God. Mm-hmm. So because she knew who she believed in,
right,
she knew that that act of obedience was going to bring an end result, an expected end result.
Amen.
And she was given something that probably she didn't want. She didn't know that she had to, you know, they fastened for, 7 days? Her and everyone else?
Right.
They fastened for 7 days because obedience usually comes with, again, something that needs to be sacrificed in you. But the end result was that they were all saved, right? So I could just, you know, relate to that. If, like, how many times sometimes we miss out on a blessing because we don't come to God? Has she not consulted her God?
Right.
She probably wouldn't receive this revelation of having to fast in the first 7 days. And because of that, she was able to go before the king and find grace in the king's eye. Because there was no other way that a woman could just randomly go, that she could have just randomly go to the king.
Right.
If she wasn't appointed by him. So, that's for me, when I think about obedience, that's one of the examples that comes to my mind, Esther's.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. I want to, because the other part of this particular verse is really talking about calamity if you don't follow that obedience, you know.
Yeah.
And in this particular story that you mentioned of Esther, she was afraid, but her uncle have to put her strength, you know, because and like you said, she was not afraid of God, but what was about to happen to his people. Mm-hmm. But also, there was also a human fear on that particular instant, because remember that whoever get into that absent of the king, if he doesn't read, like, the scepter of the king, you know, like the little item that he has, there is something that he had to put it and to forgive that person, you know. Like, if you don't do it, if he doesn't do it, you are there. That's why a lot of, in the chamber, you know, a lot of people were afraid to get into the chamber of the king, because if he doesn't allow you to come in, even if you come in, you're going to die. But Esther, you know, she was really, she put herself the value, the strength of the Holy Spirit,
right,
and walk into this. She said, if I die, I die, but I'm going to do it. Mm-hmm. And then another point on this particular verse is calamity. Hey, are you going to let your people die just because you don't want to, or try to talk to the king? What is more powerful, to let your people die or being killed, or just go in to talk to the king? Because if you die, at least you're trying, doing the best, you know. But don't try to get some difficult situation in your life just because you don't want to obey the Lord, you know. And that's how the blessing of the Lord is saying is two verse. It's the same verse that have two different words, obedience mm-hmm. plus blessing. But if you don't do that, calamity will come. Mm-hmm. And that's dangerous, you know, because we just want to, oh, I follow the Lord. I follow Jesus.
Yes.
But then in our actions, are we really following Jesus? Yeah.
Uh-huh. I think this verse reinforces what the idea that obedience leads to blessings, while disobedience can lead to
calamity. Yeah.
Consequences,
yeah.
In a sense.
Yeah.
So it's I wanted to point one thing out, like as far as the fear of God versus being afraid. Well, fear of God is a learned response that comes from knowing God's holiness and goodness. A fear that inspires trust and confidence in God. A fear that leads to obedience and reverence. A fear that is accompanied by love of God. And a fear that can lead to joy and blessing.
Wow. Uh-huh. Raquel, so what you're saying right there is that rather than I say, oh, I'm afraid to the Lord. No, now I'm afraid to do something wrong because I love God so much.
Correct.
That I want to walk on his path, you know, trying to do the right things, you know. Wow, that's a beautiful, that sounds beautiful.
Yeah.
I mean, being afraid is totally the opposite of what faith is.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's why it's so different. These two, it's the same word, it's a synonym, being afraid. And fear is the same word, but it means totally. One is more of an honorable. You're mm-hmm. honoring your. It's a form of adoration of honor, and the other one is more like doubt. That type of, and God does not want you to doubt because He didn't create you to doubt.
Yeah.
You have Him. To believe in. You trust in Him. All your trust, all your belief is in God.
Yeah.
So if you say you have faith and you are afraid, then that's contradicting, you know?
That is true.
You shouldn't be afraid if you have Christ.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But the enemy...
Go
ahead. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, go ahead. Because you were on the right... Go ahead.
No, what I'm about to say, but the enemy trying to take that portion away from you, uh-huh. you know, but we had to be very careful with that.
Yeah.
I just wanted to add that when we are afraid, like, yes, we might obey, but it comes out of, if it comes out of a place of afraid of what could happen if I don't. So it comes out of, you know, the fear of being punished or the fear of negative consequences happening to me. But when our obedience comes out because we understand that, you know, it is my values, it is my morals, then that comes out of a place of love, of respect,
right.
and of understanding.
Amen.
Yeah.
So there is quite a difference there when we choose, when we have to obey because we're afraid, than when we actually do it out of an understanding that even though I might not like it or it might not feel comfortable right now, but I know that the end result is going to be the best for me.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Like
God works that way. We don't understand it, and there are many things we don't understand as human beings. We are, some God reveals to us, some He doesn't, but we obey Him in the process, and obedience is seen as having faith. When everything around you is collapsing and is dark and you don't see anything, you don't see a glimpse of light, you have faith.
Yeah.
And having faith is being obedient.
You know.
Amen.
I think I was maybe today was listen to the message. When that particular pastor, he was explaining, or maybe it's a Bible study, something. I just know that he was trying to explain that Jesus was the angel of the Lord in the Old Testament, but also when he came in the New Testament, then he had to show who he was to these people. And when they brought this man that was paralyzed, you know, his friend breaking even the roof on the house, you know, and putting it inside because they couldn't go on the other way because there was too many people around. But Jesus said something very unique. He said he couldn't make this miracle just like regular, you know. But he first told them, your faith has saved you. And all these people around, oh my God, look at this blasphemy. Who can save sins if not God? But Jesus was trying to tell them, I am God. And just for you guys to know that the Son of Man has power to forgive sins, but also to heal. Because anybody, they knew very clear that if you are not from God, if you are not God, you cannot say that your sins has been forgiven and then heal the man at the same time.
Right.
Like, it have to be a very unique differentiation between those two, you know, yes. Unless you are God. And then he said, you know what? Just guy for you to know that who I am, to know who I am, guess what? Rise up, take your things, go. Mm-hmm. You're being healed. So it is impossible for you to know the obedience of the Lord if you cannot have that personal relationship with Christ. If you don't understand who is Christ, who is Jesus in your life, who is God, you won't be able to understand his commandments. Right. You won't be able to understand what he's asking you to do. And you know, just like you and I, we are parents, right? We have Gianna. We told Gianna, hey, Gianna, can you take the dog shower? You know, sometimes she doesn't like him. But because she knows that it's best for her, she will do it. And we appreciate that, you know, the obedience. She couldn't go to the wrong side, and then that disobedience might bring some consequence, right? That's why we have to learn. And the basic relationship that we have in this earth, like you were saying, with your father, with your moms, every relationship that we have to practice this principle.
Right.
Because that's going to really, really evolutionate some type of positive relationship that we develop in the community.
There are laws established for a reason, and we have to obey these laws. As there are spiritual laws, and there are, you know, secular laws that we need to follow. And so it is important. I mean, having, like I said before, you have to have faith to be obedient to God. I mean, one goes with the other. You can't take one out of the equation. Faith leads you to obey. You know, if you believe in Christ, it will lead you. It's a need to obey and to fear God.
Definitely, yes. Yes.
So I know there's one more verse we want to touch on. And that verse is Deuteronomy 28, which outlines blessings for obedience and curses for disobedience.
Yeah, the whole chapter is about that, right?
Mm-hmm, exactly. And so let's read it. It says, if you fully obey the Lord your God and carefully keep all his commands that I am giving you today, the Lord your God will set you high above all the nations of the world.
There's a verse number 2. And
you will experience all these blessings if you obey the Lord your God.
I think in those two verses, it's going to give you the whole thing.
It summarizes
thing, right?
The whole chapter. Yeah.
Yeah. That's beautiful. That's beautiful.
So what do you think this means for people today, Tricia?
Well, there's so many things. Wait, let me go back to the, sorry, because I have the whole entire one here. I just want to make sure that I'm focusing on those two verses only.
I can put it on the screen if you want.
Yes, please do. Thank you.
No problem.
If you fully obey the Lord and carefully keep all his commandments that I am giving you today, the Lord your God will set you high above all the nations of the world. And then I just want to bring it, you know, more to like our real world.
Yeah.
Because sometimes we read the Bible and it sounds like so far away from like how we are now. And I just like to bring it to
the present. You know,
it does sound more practical, because it does sound perfect, right? It sounds like the right thing that all of us should be doing. So why are we not all doing that?
Correct.
It's a hard thing sometimes to obey. It's not the easiest thing. Mm-hmm. Doesn't feel sometimes so comfortable. Before answering that, like, I want to answer with an example of Naaman.
Yeah.
When Naaman was the guy that had leprosy, right? He came to be healed because I'm not going to go into all the details of the story, but he needed to be healed. And what did Elijah told him? Elijah told him, go and dump yourself 7 times in the river. Mm. But he didn't want to. He got mad. He got upset. Like, why do I have to dump myself 7 times? Mm-hmm. I thought you had the power to just touch me and I'm healed right away.
Right.
And it sounds many times like how we want God to act. And so according to that verse talks about all the blessings that can come when we choose to obey God, you know? But the reality is, in our human flesh, sometimes we start questioning God, like, God, but why this? But why that? Why can't you just touch me and I'm healed? Why do I have to dump myself 7 times in the river?
In the ugly river. In the ugly river, because...
Dirty river.
Right? Yeah.
And so why do I have to? And it just brings me back to that example, like when the parents were putting those candies in front of the kids, like they knew some of their kids were not going to wait for that temptation. They were just going to grab it. It doesn't mean the parents were going to love them less.
Yeah.
But the parents chose to do that to see up to where their child were going to be obedient. And obviously there is blessings when we obey, right? I'm sure the kids that obeyed, they got to eat the whole entire whatever candies the parents had. But the good thing is that they didn't love them less because they disobeyed. They just probably didn't get the end result of it. And so definitely, yes, blessings. I mean, obedience opens doors. Obedience. There's just a sense of goodness and peacefulness when you know you did what was right. Even though it didn't feel like the most pretty thing ever, but you knew you did the right thing. And I just think about the times where we miss out on a blessing because we were not obedient. Not being obedient can choose definitely calamity. If Esther had not been obedient, she wouldn't have seen the salvation of her people. If Naaman wouldn't have dumped himself 7 times, he wouldn't have been healed. So many things that don't happen when we're not obeying. But the root of it is you have to be connected to God, to listen to what he really wants from us as children of God, right? Be connected to know what he wants. I do have an anecdote that I want to share later before we wrap up, of something. Actually, it's a testimony of what really happened to me once that I can relate to what obedience is. But basically, yes, obedience opens doors. Obedience, and when we don't, we literally miss out. We are the ones that miss out on what God has.
I agree. I mean, I see. I thank God that we have rules and regulations and laws in place, because I think if it were not for those things, our sinful nature would be too free to do whatever we want to. I mean, we have a sinful nature, but I think we are controlled as, you know, sinners. We are controlled because there are laws in place, because there's rules and regulations in place that allows us to be obedient. Can you imagine if there weren't laws in place in this world? Our sinful nature will have the freedom to do whatever. Complete chaos in this world. So, I believe that I thank God for the laws and, you know, spiritual laws that are there, and also the laws and rules that are here secularly as well, because it permits us to have an order to our flesh, have an order and a structure. You know, although there are some people that break those laws, but at least, you know, we have certain rules in place and we know what to do and we have to obey it. You know, we have to obey it. Otherwise, there are severe consequences.
You know, going back to the story that she presented with this general that came to Elijah, one of his servants of this general told him something very powerful. You know, he said, how I'm going to be able to get into this river, which is a dirty river. Even in Syria, we have better river.
Yeah.
Which is true, you know, in that time. Mm-hmm. But his servants told him, but I forgot the specific way he told them, but general. This prophet, he never asked you for something powerful that you have to do, like if you had to invest so much money or do some type of, you know, physical action that requires so much sacrifices. He just asked you to go to the river and merge on that river 7 times, and that's it. Why don't you do it? Why don't you try? And you know, sometimes we are so focus on the disobedience or rebellion or whatever that we don't even analyze it. Wait a minute.
Yeah.
I don't have nothing to lose by going over there.
That's right.
And maybe everything to gain, you know. And just like that, sometimes we put an obstacle to the Lord, you know, like, oh, God is telling you, I want you to connect with me, to have a more intimate relationship with me. But then said, God, I don't want him to be able to wake up early, to have this routine, intimate relationship, praying, going to church, you know, preaching somebody. I don't want to have that. And then we just remain from the distance. Mm-hmm. But God is saying, hey, I want you to bless you, but you just want to see the miracle of the prophet Elijah, but you don't want to be like Elijah, you know?
Yeah.
It is good. I want this blessings, God, but I don't want to compromise myself just like those men compromise themselves, you know, to the Lord. That commitment that they develop with God, we don't want to do it. And sometimes it's much better to be from the back of the bench, you know, rather than that, hey, I want you to be connecting with me. I want you to be all the time connecting, because we are, I don't know if you are looking at how the world is looking today, Tricia and Raquel, but we are on the final
stage
of his coming, you know. Now it's like, I just remember this, that when I heard somebody was killed, that was like the most powerful news, like, oh my God.
That was a breaking news.
Yeah, like a breaking news. Uh-huh. But today,
that it's this normal, is like a... Unfortunately.
Every day, somebody was killed. I was just watching in Syria, all this group of Christians that has been massacre, like entire town yesterday. And you haven't seen that on the news, you know. But just because Satan is really, really overtaking the people, if you don't obey God, honestly, you will be like lost in this world, you know. You have to have a powerful commitment relationship with God that really doesn't matter what is going on outside, you know who you trust, who you believe, who you follow. That even if somebody approached to you and trying to do evil or attend to you, you know where you're going.
Amen.
You can just say like Paul, hey, I already finished my battle. I know what is where I'm going now and what is the reward that God will provide me. You know, like we have to be so certain in our relationship with God that we have to obey. And obey required a lot.
Yes.
It's not just I want to say
faith.
Yeah. Walking in that obedience.
Yes. Yes.
It's so powerful.
Absolutely. So I guess we can talk about like reflect on I had a question here. Let me see. One of the questions. Okay, so one of the questions to reflect on is, can we share some experiences where obedience brought about blessings in our lives? I mean, is that's a question that we need to ask ourselves. I mean, like, can I share some experiences where obedience has brought blessings in our lives? This is...
I think it was Trisha who say surrender.
Yeah,
surrender. So, you mentioned that word, right?
Yes.
I would say surrender is really a big process for us with the Lord. Because when you surrender to God, you just decide, you know what, God? It's not going to be my way.
You're taking accountability for the sins that you've committed. And you're placing it at the feet of the cross. And you're saying, you know, Lord, I am a sinner. I recognize that I am a sinner. I'm coming to you knowing that you can transform me. I can't do this. I can't clean myself. You are my Lord. And I present this old me to you. And I need you to transform me and make me new. That's what it's about.
So what do you think, as a final kind of like a point, Ms. Trisha, what has come to you, obedience, submission?
It's definitely, I can talk for like my life, right? It's a sacrifice. Mm-hmm. It doesn't always feel
good,
comfortable. You don't always understand it.
That is true.
You question it sometimes, whether, and there's moments where you're like, God, is this really you or is this really me? Like, who is it? And then, for example, for me, this was a few years ago. I got baptized at a very early age. I was only 12. I think the pastor thought I was older because I was too tall. And I remember that. My best friend at that time, she was 11. I was 11. Yeah. So, but they thought that I was like over 15 because I was too tall. But then as an adult, I used to attend Hillsong Church a few years ago. And they were doing the baptism. Hillsong, New York. Yes.
Oh, okay.
I used to be an active member of Hillsong Church. And I remember that one day we were going to do the baptisms, right? And I had been fasting for a few days. And all of a sudden, during my fast, I don't know, it came to my mind like the thing of getting baptized again. And I was like, okay, this sounds crazy. Like, why should I get baptized again if I already got baptized, you know, like as a Christian? And of course, you know, coming from a very traditional
Pentecostal.
Conservative Pentecostal, all of the above. I was like, what are my friends gonna think if I like go and get baptized again? They're gonna think like, oh, Trisha just walked away from the Lord and she's coming back to the Lord, so she needs to do this again. Prior to that, I have to say, I had been going out during that week about my errands and my day and work, right? And I started to see a lot of roses. I had no idea why all of a sudden I was seeing a lot of roses. Mm-hmm. And during my time that I was in prayer, I did hear something that said, it's like I heard that still small voice said, it's like a rose. And I was just like, what does this mean? I have no idea. So I just continued my fasting. So it was the last day to sign up for baptism. And I really felt like my heart was like rushing out of my chest. And I was like, God, do you really want me to do this? This makes no sense to me. I remember that I even called one of my close friends and I called like, hey, you know, I feel like I'm going to go get baptized, but it's not that nothing happened to me. And at that moment, I really felt like God telling me, you do not need to get approval by anyone else. I already approved you.
Right.
So I signed up and I went about, long story short, we were on the line and it was my turn to get baptized. And I felt like if I was going to get married. I felt so nervous. I've never been married, but I felt like if I was going to get, you know, that, I don't know, so nervous. And I remember that I told one of the guys that was there, I feel so nervous, like if I'm going to get married. And he said, yes, you're going to get married to Jesus. And I was like, you know what? You're right. So nice. I went under the water, and I remember that Pastor Kane, that I think he still pastors at the church. He came to me, and he was like, you're not getting baptized. Are you getting baptized? Why? Like, why? And I'm like, don't ask me. I'm just here obeying what I felt. Mm-hmm. I'm going under the waters. And he's like, okay. So then he started speaking and saying so many things of what he saw, I guess what he saw from God in me, right? And then he says, it's like a smell, like the smell of a rose.
Wow.
Now remember,
you saw the roses.
I told you when I was fasting, I heard that same thing. It's like the smell of a rose.
Yeah.
And I started seeing roses everywhere I went. Right. When the pastor told me this, I just cried. I was like, what did you just say? Can you say that again? And he repeated it. And I was just like, you cannot believe what just happened. And I explained to him what had happened to me during my days of fasting, right, and how I had already been baptized, but that I felt that God was telling me to go under the waters again. And at that moment, he was just like, let's just get you baptized. My sister, that was for minutes, I don't know how long she was with the camera like this, waiting for me to get baptized so that I wouldn't miss this very special moment. In the time that we were talking and when the pastor dumped me under the water, she said, Trisha, I missed the moment. I missed that little moment when they dump you in the water. And then she was like, but then I felt that that was just something between you and God.
Wow.
So it was just like that day was like the most special day in my life. I don't know how people that get married, when they just get married, how they feel like in La La Land, you're walking over clouds. I felt like I was walking over clouds. I felt like the most special girl in the whole entire room. But my point is,
I think that feeling is better than the married one.
I really felt like, wow. What had I missed had I not chosen to obey when it didn't make sense to me?
Correct.
When doing a baptism the second time, now as an adult, didn't make sense to me, but it made sense to God. And so sometimes that obedience to God for other people, even for ourselves, is going to sound crazy. It's not going to make sense. People can question it. I cannot imagine how many people questioned Noah when he was building the ark.
Right.
But it had a purpose.
That's right.
He saved himself and his family. God spoke to me. And if, you know, it was a major blessing to know that even though sometimes things may seem crazy, but if God said, do it, just do it, because you might just miss a huge blessing that he has for you, like that day. And it's a testimony that I carry with me that is so dear to me, because I could have asked about this to miss it. And so that's how I can wrap it up for me.
That's awesome. That's
beautiful,
amazing.
Beautiful testimony. I think it is. Yes. It has a bigger feeling than just Mary, because the Mary, yes, it's beautiful. It's something amazing. But I think feeling the spirits of the Lord is something beyond this natural. I think feeling, you know, you go beyond, you go to another dimension of spirituality, and I think anything that had to do with God is better than anything here in this earth. Even though a marriage is a beautiful thing, because he created, you know.
Yeah, and that not only showed obedience, you also showed, like, you were willing and able to be humbled. Because, I mean, if
she couldn't say no.
You could have said, no, I'm ready. I mean, what are people going to think? I mean, you thought that for a moment, you know? What are people going to think if I get baptized again? People are going to see me as a sinner, you know? And your obedience showed humbleness throughout that process, you know?
Yeah.
That's amazing, you know?
I like him. Very beautiful testimony. Yeah. And we are so blessed to have these amazing friends. I call her friends, because even though this is the first time we speak, she is my friend too, because she's your friend.
She's my sister and my friend.
Yeah, yes. And she is very nice.
One of my good friends.
I don't know what she was holding to so much to, you know.
To come show, on our podcast.
To shine, yes, because I remember you invited her a long time ago, you know. But I know everything
I'm
is
camera
on
shy.
Camera shy.
Wait a minute. Let's read the biography again.
I don't understand this. I don't understand this.
I don't know about all that camera shy.
Have you heard that most actors are actually shy?
Might be, you know, because it's not the same. It's not the same when you're recording with a team that you are working, that when you go live, like now you are on the spot, you know.
You have to, bring it at that moment. That's it.
Yeah.
You might be right.
Yeah. And we are really honored and blessed for you present here, you know. I hope this is not the last, you know, and that you continue bring this amazing testimony. I can share that with you, like, at the beginning, this is nothing for Raquel. You know, she didn't, when we first have this episode, she said, I don't want this is not for me. But then
I'm still not a camera person, but I'm, you know, the Lord is working.
Yeah, and not only
in mysterious ways.
He's not working in that sense. He already works in that sense. Okay, you know.
Amen.
And then it's not just only to tell her, you know, it's also through through the ministry in the church. The Lord told her, hey, you had to get out of your comfort zones, you know. And definitely she's being obedient.
I'm stretching myself, you know, because I know that God has more. I'm being obedient, and I know that God has more, you know.
Yeah,
God has more for each and every one of us. But sometimes we fear, we are afraid, not the fear of God, but we are afraid, and we don't step into our calling. We don't step into our purpose. And because we are stuck in that, I am afraid.
That is true.
And so that's what keeps us from moving forward. Before we close, I know we're closing, just telling those who are viewing us, even if you disobeyed God in the past, just like Trisha mentioned, you can be new. You can come to Christ and surrender at his feet and say, you know what, God, I am a sinner and I am sorry. And God will clean you. And you don't have to be held in the things of the past or be that old person. You are a new person. Once you do that, once you surrender your heart to Christ and you put everything at the altar, at his feet, you're no longer that same person. You are a new person.
That is so true.
He transforms you and changes you.
I love that, because sometimes we are troubled so much that we don't even think, hey, I can approach, just like the story of Adam and Eve, that was not the end for them.
Right.
They were afraid because they did something that they never would experience, you know, disobedience. But God, the first things that God told them is, let me help you to cover your shame.
Correct.
And yeah. I love that. That's what Christ is doing. Mm-hmm. Through his assistance, you will be able to cover your chains. And he said that I don't hold your sins anymore against you.
That's right.
And as far as the west from the east, that's how he put those sins against you, which is far away from you, you know. And I think in the other passage, the Lord said that he put it on the depth of the sea and he turned around.
Yes.
He remembered no more. Wow. Yes. What does that mean?
That is amazing.
God wants to have a personal relationship with us. Amen. Just repent of whatever
you did, of course.
Come clean to the Lord.
And he will bless you.
Amen.
God's grace is always available.
Amen. Yeah. I love that.
Repentance and turning back to God is part of the journey.
And just to close out, any last thoughts that you might have, Sister Trisha?
I would definitely say that obedience to God, of course, will always bring peace, would always bring comfort, even though during it might seem like God is breaking us, like we really can't do it, because that's reality, that's how it feels at the moment. But knowing that it is a sacrifice. It's like that gold before being so beautiful. It needs to be burned. It needs to pass through the fire before it is that beautiful rock.
The diamond, that
we love, that we all love, right?
Yes.
But it's not like that at the beginning.
No.
So it's just that anyone that's going through, I would say to anyone that's going through that right now, stay the course just a little more with God, of course, because it would only be with him that it would be easier.
Amen.
And he would give you the endurance to persevere to the end.
Amen.
Wow.
Amen.
Good. I love it.
We have to invite you back.
More often. To be a distance collaborative.
That's right. With technology, there's no excuse. We can spread the word, and there's no like, oh, I can't go to New Jersey or I can't go to Texas. There's none. No.
We can't fly to Texas.
Exactly. And you know,
even though that would be a nice excuse, oh, I need to fly to Texas.
And we would love to have you over here, and you never know, maybe you'll stay here forever.
Never know, Well,
Rick has been inviting me for a while.
I'm very
thankful for, thanks again, you guys, for inviting me. And it's my pleasure. When Raquel told me, I was like, really? You want me on your podcast? Right, like, oh my gosh.
Yes,
so very thankful and honored It is my honor, actually. We are honored
to have you.
And also, you know, I would love to one time, you know, later on to have an episode that you can give it a little tips to those people that might be into that, thinking to go into that business of acting, you know. Since you have experience,
we can address
that topic and how being acting can be.
Does that interfere with your Christian walk? Yeah. I think that's a good one.
That would be
a good topic because I know there's a lot of taboos when it comes to that.
Definitely. I would love to have one episode like that, you know. So be thinking
the next topic.
Yeah. Okay.
So to close, I would like to give the benediction to our viewers, and that is the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. May the Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace. And that's to everyone that's viewing us. And may you have a blessed week. And if you have a church to go to tomorrow, go to church. If not, there's online church.
Yeah.
There's no excuse for not going to church. Please, you know, congregate and meet other fellow Christians and in the Lord. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
We love you guys.
Thank you, and see you next
episode.
God bless. Bye.